lime juice then. So you can add, you know, another quarter cup of lime juice there. Some more diced onions. Then you can add your tomatoes, your cilantro, and your tajine. Also, if you want to use some Asian red pepper flakes, that would be the time. Toss it gently and serve it with chips, or you can just serve it as like a little salad if you want to. It's really good with cucumbers. You can add jalapenos to it, avocados, diced red, yellow, or orange bell peppers. You can thinly sliced radishes are very good with it. And, of course, shrimp is good, too, if you want to add shrimp to it and make it a shrimp halibut ceviche. So that's the recipe. I think the key is to this halibut recipe is cooking it in the lime juice and then straining it, taking that lime juice off and adding fresh lime juice. So there you go. Another dip I made, or I should say a salsa that I made this weekend, is the black bean corn salsa. Many people make that. And if you haven't, it's one of the easiest things that you can make if you're going to a party and you want to make for a lot of people. And it's very inexpensive. Black beans, corn, and that would be frozen corn. You don't even have to cook it or anything. Onion, any color is fine, red, yellow, or purple. Cilantro, some lime juice. I add cumin, a little salt, a little pepper, some tajine, and there you have it. Just mix it all together and let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple hours before you serve it and give it a little stir and it takes on the flavor. I used a large bag of corn in like four or five. I was making it for a lot of people, and four or five large cans or cans of black beans, not large cans, but 15-ounce cans of black beans. And it made a huge, huge bowl. And of course, I had a lot of leftover. So I thought, with this leftover, I'm going to make a black bean and corn soup. So my plan is, here either tonight or tomorrow night, to make the soup. I'll heat some oil up. Also, some chorizo would be good. If you don't have chorizo, that's fine. You don't need to add any meat to this. But I'm going to add chorizo. Some onions, bell peppers, garlic, salt, pepper, and a few red pepper flakes. I'm going to heat that up in some oil over medium-high heat. The chorizo will brown, the vegetables will soften, and it's going to smell amazing. Once that cooks, then add in the black bean corn salsa, because I have a nice big jar of it left over. I'm also going to add, this is going to make like a nice thick soup. I'm going to add some bean flakes. And I'm not sure if you can get black bean flakes here in town, but I have some that I bought. It's a Frontier brand. And I love using black bean flakes for different things. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. But I'm going to add some bean flakes, some chicken broth, and some water into the pot. And the bean flakes will soften, and they'll start to thicken. And so basically you're making like a black bean soup. And so I'm going to have the whole beans from the salsa. I'm going to have the corn. I'm going to have the onion and everything that's been marinating and the lime. It should be delicious. And I'm going to stir it all up with the vegetables, let it simmer, and adjust the taste with a little salt if necessary, and serve it with avocado garnish. And if it's too thick, I'll add more chicken broth or more water, a little at a time until it's the thickness that I want it. And it should be really, really delicious. It's not going to take me, it's going to take me like 10 minutes to make this soup with the leftover salsa that I have. So I'm really excited. That'll make a nice, quick meal. Also, if I wanted to make it without the bean flakes, I could just make almost like a tortilla soup with it using the salsa, the black bean and corn salsa. So in the pot, onion, garlic, some olive oil, stir it up a little bit, let it cook a minute or two, add the salsa, also a can of diced tomatoes, and some chicken broth, a little salt, pepper, maybe some red pepper flakes, and add as much tortilla or add as much chicken broth as you'd like. And then fry up some tortilla strips in a pan and a little oil and get them nice and crispy. Put those in your bowl and pour your black bean and corn soup over the top of that. And that's going to be a lot lighter. It's not going to be the thick bean sort of soup. It's going to be lighter. And you can garnish that with a, you know, a little piece of lime and some cilantro. You could also put some fresh radishes, sliced radishes in there. It'd be delicious. And you have a lighter soup that way. So two different kinds of soup I can make out of that leftover salsa. So I'm not going to waste it. Getting back to the black bean flakes, they are so good for camping. It's easy because you just add water and, of course, heat them up on the stove. Heat them up on the fire, in a pot, whatever you want to do. You can make good burgers out of them by mixing them with other things. You can use it as a thickener. Use it in soups, like I mentioned earlier. You can also grind them up and make a breading like you would use some crackers or something. And that works out nice, too. An easy tip, you know, or if you don't have black bean flakes when you're making black beans, of course, all you have to do is puree them. But this is if you don't want to carry around a can of beans when you're out backpacking or camping or whatever. I love to make like a layered tortilla bean pie, and which is so easy. You can make it in a pie plate, and you just layer your tortillas and your beans and your cheese. You've probably made it before, but I haven't made one of these in a while. So easy. Throw it in the oven and bake it all. You can put 8 layers if you want to. And it's soup, so easy. And then cut it into little pieces and throw on your sour cream and your cilantro and your salsa, and very quick and easy meal that you know the kids are going to like too. So that's a quick idea. I was just thinking about ways I like to use my black bean flakes. So I'm excited to have a big bag of those, and I'm going to use them up this week along with my leftover corn salsa. I also made some pumpkin bars. I'll give that recipe to you later on when we talk about my sweet tooth. Coming up next, I'm going to give you more apple recipes because the apples are so delicious right now. And there's so many more ways you can eat them without just putting it in your hand and chomping on it. You can add it into your recipes and salads and sauces and soups and sandwiches. Coming up next on What's for Dinner.
With anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching.
Welcome back to What's for Dinner. Today we're going to talk about some more apple recipes. We just can't get enough of them. My first recipe today is a salad. I thought I'd start off with salads, move on into maybe a sandwich, and possibly, you know, some sort of a patty that you can use for breakfast, or you could use it for a sandwich, or you just have it on a plate. And so much we can do with the apples right now. This is an apple fennel salad with pecans, and I have a nice, beautiful pomegranate right now sitting on my counter. The fennel is looking great. You can get the fennel in the grocery stores right now. They are beautiful. and so are the apples, and of course we can get pecans too. Not fresh right now, but they're in the bag. And there's a lot of chopping involved in this salad, but it's so yummy and delicious. Chopping an apple into matchsticks takes a while, but it is worth it when it's served on a plate and with some, chopped up fennel and a little bit of vinaigrette. Very good. So you need a half a cup of pecans toasted. And to toast a pecan, you can either put them in the oven and toast them in there, or you can just basically put them in a dry pan on your stovetop and stir them around on a medium-high heat and toast them that way. You also need a large apple washed. If you're doubling this recipe, you could do a nice red apple and a nice green apple, and you're going to have some red and some green if you keep the skin on them. Also, a half of a bulb of fennel or 2 to 3 stalks of celery if you can't find fennel, but you can find fennel. It's here in town right now. Half a cup of pomegranate seeds, 2 to 3 tablespoons of a favorite vinaigrette, like, let's say, a mandarin vinaigrette. Something orangey would be delicious. Also, salt and pepper. So wash and divide the fennel and slice it very, very thin. Chop the apple into half-inch thick matchsticks. Or, you know what, you can hack at it any way you like to. If you don't want to do matchsticks, then just slice it up thin and just start chopping. That's fine. It's going to taste the same. And then in your bowl, just combine your fennel, your apple, pecans, and, of course, you have to break open your pomegranate and get all the seeds out of that, which is always fun. Kids love to do that. And toss all of it to combine. Drizzle it with vinaigrette, and you can use whatever vinaigrette. You could even use, like, a poppy seed would be good. But definitely something orangey would be delicious. And give it a little bit of salt and pepper, and serve it. You could serve it in a nice, like a soup bowl would be nice. But just a nice, perfect light salad. It would be a great way to start a heavier meal. And you know, while you're roasting the pecans, toasting them, you might as well toast some more. And then you can use them in something else. So there you go. There's an apple fennel salad with pecans. I found this recipe on Simple Bites, and I've had it myself. It's absolutely delicious. And this one is kind of along the same thing, only it's, you've all had Waldorf apple salads before. And I love this because it calls for, of course, some buttermilk, and I love buttermilk in recipes. Also, I like the idea of slicing the apples very thin and then stacking them on top of each other. So you need to core 4 small apples with an apple corer. Then thinly slice the apples and 3 celery ribs with a knife or a mandolin. And you know what a mandolin is? You can really thinly slice vegetables with a mandolin. Then you're going to toss the apples in a tablespoon of lemon juice. And that way they won't brown. And, you know, lemon on apple is so good. Whisk together a half a cup of buttermilk, 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar, a teaspoon of honey, and a half a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, some sea salt, and some freshly ground black pepper for the dressing. So mix all that together. And then you're going to stack your apples, dividing the apple slices, the celery, and also some blue cheese. You're going to need about 3 ounces of blue cheese crumbles, or you can buy a piece of blue cheese and crumble it yourself. Also some celery leaves, and 1/3 of a cup of toasted walnuts, broken to pieces. And toasting walnuts, it's the same way. You can either do it in your dry pan on your stovetop, or you can throw them in the oven and toast them that way. But you got to be there. Keep your eye on them. You don't want them to get burnt. And then I always put mine in a bag and just break them up with something heavy. You never know. It's a lot of times it's my whatever sitting close at hand that I can grab that's heavy enough. It's not going to break when I break the nuts up into pieces. Drizzle. So you're going to do your stacks. You know, you're going to stack the celery slivers and the apple slivers and sprinkle around the cheese and the walnuts and drizzle with the dressing and a little more pepper. Yum. Doesn't that sound so good and fresh? If I were sitting in a restaurant and they had that on the menu, I would definitely order it. Definitely. Especially if the apples were nice and crisp. Let's move on to a really good apple sandwich. And this is a good one that you can have after Thanksgiving with leftover turkey. Or you can just buy turkey in the grocery store, some sliced turkey. That would be fine too. And you can use whatever bread you want, but I really do think that rye bread would be the best. You need 4 slices of bread, 2 tablespoons of softened butter, 2 tablespoons of apple butter, and you can buy apple butter in the stores, 1/2 pound of thinly sliced roasted turkey, 4 ounces of brie cheese thinly sliced. So yum, turkey and brie and apple. Also a cup of baby arugula, and I've seen some very good organic arugula in the grocery stores. The triple washed kind, very good. And 1 Gala apple sliced. So spread 1 side of each bread slice with 1/2 tablespoon of butter. Spread the other side of 2 bread slices with 1/2 tablespoon of apple butter. And top each with 1/2 the turkey, brie, and arugula. And a few slices of apples. Then spread the bare sides of the remaining 2 slices of bread with remaining apple butter and place on the sandwiches buttered side up. Put 1 sandwich in your frying pan and cook it. Cover it over medium heat until golden brown on the bottom. It would also be good in a panini press, I'm sure. I don't have one of those because I just don't have room. But I have a panini pan that I use to grill. It's a grill pan, and then you have the heavy press that you can put on top that presses it down, and that works pretty good. And that's definitely what I would use. You're going to want to cook it until it's golden brown, about 3 to 4 minutes, and then turn the sandwich over and cook until the cheese is slightly melted and the second side is golden brown, another 3 to 4 minutes, and continue with the rest of your sandwiches and serve the sandwiches with remaining apple slices. Delicious, right? The arugula, the brie, the apple butter, the turkey, it's just all going to go so well. And then, of course, buttered, toasted rye bread. So delicious. Okay. We're going to move on to some pork. And, of course, this pork uses apple. It also uses apple cider. And that wonderful fennel bulb that we were talking about earlier in the grocery store. You need some olive oil. And this is called a cider braised pork shoulder with fennel and apple. Pork and apple just go so well together. Olive oil, 1.5 pounds of pork shoulder cut into 3-inch pieces. You need some salt, some freshly ground pepper, a large fennel bulb, quartered, trimmed, and cut very thinly. So, a mandolin works perfect for that. You can reserve the stems. Also, the fronds are really nice for garnish. 1 thinly sliced onion, 2 garlic cloves, peeled and left whole, 1 apple, peeled, cored, and cut into wedges. One of those Pampered Chef thingies work great for your apple peel and core. They work great. You get some really nice slices of apple with those, and That's all you have to do. Push down on it. 1 cup of apple cider and 1 cup of water. Make sure your pork pieces are dry because you're going to put them in a Dutch oven. So you want to cover the bottom of your Dutch oven with a thin layer of olive oil and brown the pork in batches over high heat. If you don't dry the meat, then it's going to spatter and it's going to stick. And you don't want to crowd the pot either because you do want the pork to get brown. A nice little crust on the outside of the pork would be good. Set it aside in a shallow bowl once you've browned them all, and it's going to catch the juices, so let it kind of drain a little. Then turn your heat back down to medium. Add your onions to the same pan and fennel. And then the smell from the fennel. I love the smell of sautéed fennel. Sauté it for 10 to 15 minutes and make sure you're scraping up the brown bits left over from browning the pork. Scrape it up because they're going to release juices and the sugars, and it's just going to be this wonderful caramelized goodness. Then the vegetables will be soft but barely brown. Add a little bit of salt to that. Add the garlic, add the apple, a little more salt and pepper, and sauté that for another 2 minutes. And you're going to really have a beautiful smell. Then turn the heat up to high, return the pork and the juices from the pork that dripped out back to the pot, pour in the cider and the water over the top, bring it to a simmer, and then turn the heat on low as it goes. Cover it for 2 hours until the meat is nice and tender. Serve with like bread, mashed potatoes, or like egg noodles would be good. You know what would be really good too would be some couscous would be delicious with this. Garnish with the fennel fronds. So perfect. Doesn't that sound like fall? Stay inside and cook while it's raining, right? Okay, I love chicken and apple together, and I have made chicken apple sausage for a long, long time. I'm not going to give you that recipe. That one calls for hindquarters, chicken hindquarters, using the skin and everything, which I know to some of you sounds really gross, but it works great because you need to have, to make the right consistency for a sausage, you need to have that fat in there, and it's really good. But today I'm giving you a recipe for chicken apple patties that uses chicken breast. This really doesn't have a lot of fat in it at all. One boneless, skinless chicken breast half cut into 2-inch pieces, and a couple scallions, coarsely chopped. Also, 3/4 cup of cooked quinoa at room temperature. And you just read the directions on the quinoa box or bag, however you're buying it. 3 tablespoons of applesauce plus more for dipping, because you can dip these in applesauce. Yum. 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 3 tablespoons of olive or canola oil. So put your chicken in a food processor and you're going to puree it that way. You don't need to put it through a meat grinder. Put the scallions in there too. And that's just going to become this pureed chicken mixture. Transfer it to a bowl and stir in the quinoa, applesauce, and salt, and form it into 2-inch patties that are about 1/2 inch thick. And they can be refrigerated up to a couple of days. Or you can freeze them if you wanted to make a whole bunch for something. You can freeze them and put them in the freezer and bring them out. I wouldn't keep them in there over a month. Definitely want to take them out before then. Heat your oil in a medium skillet over medium-low heat. Add patties to the skillet and turn them once until golden browned and cook through about 4 minutes per side. And you can serve them warm with applesauce. You could also serve them on a bun and just make a, chicken apple burger, which would be really, really good. You could have shaved fennel on that. Would be good. Yum. So there you have it, chicken apple patties. And like I said, you don't have to put it through the grinder. Just pulse it in the food processor. And if you don't have a food processor and you like to cook a lot, you might want to put one on your Christmas list, because I love having that food processor. I got mine used in town. But I really want to give you this recipe. This is from Epicurious. This sounds so delicious. It's roasted apple and tomatillo salsa, and you can do so much with this. You could put this on the chicken apple patty that I just gave you with a little cream or something else. Roasted apple and tomatillo salsa. But we're going to talk about some tacos with it in just a minute. Of course, I love roasted tomatillos and roasted apples. It's delicious. You need a pound of tomatillos, husked and rinsed, and you can usually find them year-round here at the store. 3 green apples, like Granny Smith. That's what I would use. I love Granny Smith apples. I just love them. I made a few pies recently, and I love using Granny Smith. However, the larger bags of Granny Smith have been a little bit more mealy lately, so I would definitely buy them individually until those Granny Smiths get better that way, but the Granny Smiths are so good for this. Half of a medium white onion, 3 cloves of garlic, 1 jalapeno stemmed, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and some salt and pepper. So put the tomatillos and 2 of the apples. The apples should be quartered. The onion, the garlic, and the jalapeno chili on a rimmed baking sheet. Toss with the olive oil, season with salt and pepper, and roast them in the oven until the tomatillos are softened and lightly charred, about 20 minutes. And that's in a 375 oven. You could, I guess, take them out to your grill, too, and grill them, if your grill is somewhere where it's not pouring down rain on you. Peel the garlic and then transfer all of the ingredients to a blender and puree until smooth. Season with salt and pepper. Chop the remaining apple into 1/4-inch cubes and stir into the salsa before serving. That is going to go well on so many things. Even like, let's say you wanted to purchase chicken apple sausage. There's other apple sausages at the grocery stores, and to grill those or cook those in the oven and even do like a hot dog with a really nice bun with that and put the salsa over the top would be perfect. But I wanted to talk about using it on like a flank steak that you can marinate in, like a cider marinade. Slice it up, serve it on a taco with some really good cabbage, and then this wonderful roasted apple and tomatillo salsa. Doesn't that sound great? Flank steak, it's easy to marinate. It's super easy to grill and cook, and it really takes on flavors nicely. So we're going to start off with a slaw, 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, which I love because it just has a certain sweetness about it. And 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of white balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, some salt and pepper, and 2 cups of sliced red cabbage. And I really love this because I have cabbages out in the garden yet that I need to bring in this weekend and make some slaw with. So we'll be making these this weekend at my house. So basically, stir all of that up together, and that is going to be your slaw. If you want to, you could add some thinly sliced apples to that. But we do have, you know, the apple tomatillo salsa. But you could put more apple in if you want. Now for the marinade. Don't be afraid to use apple cider vinegar. Or apple cider. And vinegar. We're going to mix it. But don't be afraid to get the apple cider out and use it to marinate meats in. Usually not a lot of red meat, but definitely lamb, also chicken, pork. So for the cider marinade, you need 1 cup of apple cider, 1 tablespoon of red wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, some olive oil, about 1 tablespoon, 1/2 tablespoon of brown sugar, some salt and pepper, and then you need 1.5 pounds of flank steak And you're going to slice the flank steak up so it's already sliced. Slice it pretty thin. And then we're going to use flour tortillas. Also, cotija cheese, which is hard to find right now in the grocery stores. I haven't seen cotija for a little bit. Hopefully they'll get some soon. You could use, if you want, you could use gorgonzola. You know, you can use whatever cheese you like to have on tacos. Small handful of cilantro, roughly chopped, of course. So you've made your slaw by whisking all of that together and set it aside for at least 40 minutes. And then to make your cider marinade, you whisk together the apple cider, the vinegar, Dijon, the thyme, the oil, the brown sugar, and the salt and pepper. Add the sliced flank steak and toss to coat. Marinate for 30 minutes on the counter. So, easy to do before you leave for work. Put it in a big gallon Ziploc, and that would be sitting in there while you're working. That would be even delicious. But when you're ready, you can heat a skillet over high heat. You don't even have to go out to the grill and add your flank steaks. I always like to use tongs. And if you have to, you can do them in two batches. You only need to cook them for just a couple minutes, like 2 to 3 minutes on each side, and then they're ready. That's what I love about flank steak. And it takes on the flavor of the marinade so well. So this would be, I think, well, I love corn tortillas. I love them. But I think with this one, I would use flour tortillas. And just heat them on a dry pan so they just get a little crispy. Or maybe you just like yours completely soft and you would just microwave them in a paper towel or, you know, heat them up very quickly on a pan without browning at all. Then add a couple of slices of steak to each tortilla and then a nice helping of the slaw. Put on your, then I would take your roasted apple and tomatillo salsa over that. Put on your cilantro, your cheese, and delicious. So it's a little bit different taco flavor than you're used to, but I think you would really, really like it. Just the sweetness and the tartness of the apple and the spiciness and the heat from the tomatillos and the jalapeno, it'll just all go so well together. And if you really wanted to, you could take a little bit of sour cream mixed with some lime or something like that and add that over the top. But I really don't know that you would need it. So cider flank steak tacos with red cabbage and also the recipe for roasted apple and tomatillo salsa. I'll put some links to those on KFSK's website. You can check those out. This one I really like because it's using salmon and it's apple crusted salmon. This is from Whole Foods Market. They have a pretty great website, Whole Foods, by the way, with lots of different recipes. But it's nice because it has the sweet apples and the nice roasted salmon. And you could use it once again, red and green skinned apples. So it'll be really beautiful. Serve it with some sautéed greens, maybe a rice pilaf, also again couscous, or you could use quinoa. So we're going to make a marinade. You need apple juice, 1.5 cups of apple juice or apple cider, 1/2 cup of orange juice, 2.5 tablespoons of honey. And I love the fact that this has 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh mint. Also, 2 tablespoons of chopped chives. And if you have these out in your garden, they're still there. You can still go out and get some. The mint is still coming up. The chives are coming up, and they're there, and you can use them unless you've chopped them down to nothing. But also, some salt and pepper, and set that aside. Then core your apples and slice the apples into rings as thin as possible. Once again, using a mandolin if you have it. Then place the sliced apples into the marinade and let them marinate for about 30 minutes. And you're going to do this in the oven as well. Preheat the oven to 375, which is why we love to cook in the fall so much. It just warms up the house, makes everything smell so good. Sprinkle the entire surface of salmon with a little salt and pepper. Place it skin side down in a roasting pan that has a little bit of oil, and then remove the apples from the marinade. Place them on the salmon, kind of shingling them. Red, green, red, green, if you're using it like that. And sprinkle a little brown sugar over the apples. So you can imagine what's going to happen next. Roast for about 20 to 25 minutes, and then when finished, you can pour the juices from the roasting pan over the fish before serving. And you're just going to have this nice, sweet, but yet tart, with the salmon, delicious, right? Should we move on to some sweet apple things? The reason I love this apple cake is because it has a buttermilk glaze. I love buttermilk. And this is, it's got cinnamon, and you can make this at Christmas time. You can make it Thanksgiving time. Now it's good because there's so many good apples. So, like any cake, you need a couple cups of sugar, a cup and a half of vegetable oil, a couple eggs, a teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, the juice of half of a lemon, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, and 1 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda. Of course, you need nutmeg and cinnamon, 3 cups of apples peeled and chopped, 1 cup of nuts, so you can decide what kind, walnuts, pecans. I like walnuts with apples. 1/2 cup of dates chopped, and 1/2 cup of flaked coconut. And for the buttermilk glaze, this is actually a cooked buttermilk glaze. 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 stick of butter, 1/2 cup of buttermilk, and 1 tablespoon of corn syrup. And this recipe is from Farm Flavor. I'm not sure I would use corn syrup. I don't know why you would need to. 1 tablespoon? Nah, you can get rid of it. You can add honey instead. Preheat your oven to 325. Combine the sugar, the oil, the eggs, the salt, the vanilla, and the lemon juice, and beat well. Add your flour, baking soda, nutmeg, cinnamon, and beat. What's nice about this is it's like a one bowl recipe. You just put it all in there, combine it, add your dry ingredients, beat, add your fruit, nuts, dates, coconut, and stir. So once you have everything set there on the table, just start throwing it all in. Then pour it into a prepared bundt pan, bake it for 1.5 hours. And then for the glaze, when I said it was cooked, that's what's great about this. You take the buttermilk glaze recipe, the sugar, baking soda, butter, and buttermilk. Honey, if you want to take that out and not use corn syrup, or maybe you don't need it at all. Doubt it. Then you pour that, you combine the glaze ingredients in your saucepan, bring it to a boil and cook for 3 minutes, and then pour it over the hot cake before you remove it from the pan. It's just going to soak right in the cake. It's a little bit of a surprise. It's not like your normal apple cake. That's what I liked about this recipe. There's a little bit of glaze in it. And then, of course, since we have a little bit of time here, just a quick, easy baked apple. It's so easy to make a quick dessert that is using 1/2 apple. Just cut them in half. A couple of Braeburns or Johnna Gold, cut them in half. Maybe mix up 2 tablespoons of cranberries or walnuts, a little bit of packed brown sugar, a little bit of butter, some cinnamon. So get out a glass baking dish and spray it with some cooking spray, or line it maybe with a little bit of butter. And place your apples cut side up. Make sure you take the core out. Combine your cranberries, walnuts, and brown sugar, butter, and mix all that together, and just put 1 tablespoon of it in the center of each apple. Cover the dish with plastic. You can put it in the microwave that way, or you can just stick it in the oven on 350 and let that cook for about 25 minutes. And you just have this beautiful baked apple with this beautiful sauce over the top, and you can serve it with ice cream, or maybe you just want to pour a little bit of cream over the top, or just serve it like that. It's a perfect after-school snack, too, for kids. There you have it. So check out the apples available in the stores and see what you can come up with. If you find some fantastic recipe you want to share with us here at KFSK for What's for Dinner, just email mindy@kfsk.org and I'll share it with everybody else. Coming up next, we have the drink of the week.
Hey, little apple blossom, what seems to be the problem? All the ones you tell your troubles to, they don't really care for you. Come and tell me what you're thinking, 'cause just when
support for What's for Dinner on KFSK comes from Keto's Cave and Liquor Store, with a large selection of beers, wines, brandies, and rums to cook with, accompany any meal or potluck, or for mixing in a new favorite drink. Hosting Wednesday trivia, Thursday night open mic, and a DJ for dancing on the weekends. Keto's Cave and Liquor Store open 7 days a week.
Come and sit with me and talk a while. Let me see your pretty little smile. Put your troubles in a little pile. And I was gonna mount.
All right, welcome back to What's for Dinner. Coming up now, we have the drink of the week. And I know a couple weeks ago the drink of the week used apple. And it is today, too. This is a green apple sparkler recipe. And over the weekend, I actually just made some easy apple water, just with plain water, sliced up apples, cranberries, which I could have crushed a few cranberries. It would have had more of a cranberry flavor, but it does just give the water a nice flavor with just letting the apples soak in it. Lots of ice. But this one is actually juiced up a little bit here. And this is a green apple sparkler. And here are the ingredients. A cup of granulated sugar, a cup of water. You're going to make a simple syrup. 2/3 cup of freshly squeezed lime juice. So about 7 to 8 medium limes. Unfortunately, yes, they're still 49 cents each. 1 medium Granny Smith apple, some ice. You also need 4.5 cups of club soda chilled, 1 medium lime cut into 6 wedges. So you need some limes for this one. So you need to make your simple syrup ahead of time. You can make it at least 4 hours in advance. You could also make it 3 days before or a week before. That's fine. Bring the sugar and water to a simmer in a saucepan over medium-high heat. Stir until the sugar is dissolved. And that's how you make your simple syrup. And we talk about that all the time on What's for Dinner because so many drinks use simple syrup. And once you've removed it from heat, you can stir in the lime juice. So it's a lime simple syrup. And let it cool. Put it in a container. Have core and cut the apple into 8-inch thick slices. Place the apple slices in the lime syrup and stir to coat. Cover and refrigerate it until the apple flavor infuses the syrup at least 4 hours or up to 3 days. Those apples are going to sit in the syrup. Yum. When ready to serve, strain the mixture through a strainer and set over a medium bowl. Reserve the apple slices for garnish. Fill a 10-ounce Collins glass with ice. Add 2 ounces of the syrup. Top with 4 ounces of club soda and stir gently with a long spoon. Garnish with a lime wedge and a few reserved apple slices right inside the glass. Don't put them on the rim. Put them right inside. Repeat with the remaining ingredients, and this makes 9 drinks. Fun, isn't it? Nice and sweet. Also has the kick of the lime, so a little tart. Yum. just a great drink. And if you wanted to, I suppose you could add a little bit of mint to it. That would be good, too. Speaking of my sweet tooth, I just wanted to give out the pumpkin bar recipe. And Evelyn said to me the other night at 9 o'clock, Mom, don't forget you need to make snack for student council. And so I got out the pumpkin puree, that the cans of pumpkin that I've had in the pantry since last year. I got them on sale. Organic pumpkin, it's really, really good. And I made these pumpkin bars. This recipe I got from Paula Deen from Food Network, but I changed it up a little bit. So it was inspired by Paula. What I like about it is it calls for 4 eggs. And what I did was I doubled this recipe, and I used a very large sheet pan, jelly roll pan, so it has the lip on it. And this made a ton of pumpkin bars. And last week it was just Angela and I here. And we ate quite a few pumpkin bars over a couple of days here at KFSK, but I also shared them with lots of other people. Okay, so 4 eggs, and then 1 2/3 cup of granulated sugar. And this is where I changed this recipe. I did not use this much sugar. I used 1 1/3 cup of sugar, and I probably could have used less than that. A cup of vegetable oil. I used a 15-ounce can of pumpkin, organic. It was so good. 2 cups of all-purpose flour. You don't need to sift it. Paula's recipe called for sifting it. I didn't have time to sift. I didn't want to get one more item out of the counter, so I did not sift. 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, and unfortunately, I didn't have enough cinnamon. So I was out, at least out of the little thing that I grabbed. So I quickly opened up a chai tea bag and threw that in and thought, well, it'll give it some sort of flavor. And it turned out great with the chai tea bag. It was a black chai tea. And I thought, well, it won't be too much tea. The kids won't be like all hyped up or anything. It wasn't enough, but just enough to flavor it. Teaspoon of salt, teaspoon of baking soda. And like I said, then I doubled this recipe and made it all at once. And preheat your oven to 350 and use your electric mixer at medium speed. Combine the eggs, sugar, oil, pumpkin. Get all that happy. Stir together the flour, baking powder, cinnamon, salt, and baking soda. Add them to the dry ingredients. I just added them in right over the top. I didn't dirty up another bowl. Mix at low speed until combined and the batter is smooth. Spread the batter into a greased baking pan. I greased and floured mine, and bake for 30 minutes. Let cool completely before frosting. These were so delicious and moist. The fact that it had 4 eggs in it, of course I used 8, just made it so springy, and the baking soda and baking powder, it was just all super great, and it wasn't overly sweet. You could cut back even more on the sugar. Then, of course, I iced them with cream cheese and butter mixed up. So I used, just cream cheese and butter, mixed it all up together with some vanilla and a little bit of confectioner's sugar, of course, and spread it onto the cooled pumpkin bars. And it was just perfect. Great. Loved them. And there aren't any more. We ate them all. Well, I didn't eat them all, but Evelyn and her friends and lots of other people. But I had my share. And that's my sweet tooth. Thank you for joining me today. I have a guest next week on What's for Dinner. Aaron Candle will be with us, talking about cooking. We're looking forward to that. Happy eating, everyone. Enjoy those apple recipes. ¶¶
You shouldn't be allowed to come and take my baby away. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Well, I saw you walking with him just the other night. I almost flipped when I saw him squeeze you tight. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Don't you remember when the time you was so true? He came along and looked at you. Don't you remember when you said you loved me so? Baby, please don't go. Looky here, I know you're gonna be true. If you like him, then I know he likes you. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Don't you remember the time you were so true? He came along and looked at you. Don't you remember when you said you loved me so? But baby, please don't go. Looky here, I know you're gonna be true. If you like him, then I know he likes you. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Come on, baby, don't break up with me.
Cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke and you promised and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Ah, Pete and Lynn.
Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Now someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know.
Remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
It's 18 minutes before 4 o'clock. This is KFSK Community Radio. I'm Mindy, playing some high country music until 4 o'clock today. Coming up at 4 o'clock on KFSK, we have All Things Considered and then local KFSK news at 4:30. 5:50, we bring you Alaska News Nightly. 6:20, The Writer's Almanac with Garrison Keillor. 6:25, Radio Reader with Dick Estelle, and the book is Second Nature by Jacqueline Michard. 7 o'clock, the Petersburg Borough Assembly meeting live from the Assembly Chambers. 9 o'clock, Song Travels. Tonight's program features jazz vocalist Shireen Wade. Deacon Blue will be in for Radio Free Petersburg tonight at 10 o'clock, and then at midnight, BBC World Service live from London. Up next, I have a little Loretta Lynn.
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Yeah. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Bright eyes and sweet smiles, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway the while. Do you think of the valley you're leaving? Oh, how lonely and dreary it will be. Do you think of the fond heart you're breaking and the sadness you've cast over me? For a long time, my dear, I've been waiting for the words that you never would say. And alas, my poor heart, you are breaking, for they tell me you're going away. Go to your home by the ocean. May you never forget those sweet hours that we spent in the Red River Valley and the love we exchanged with the flowers. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Not a son who bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the one that has loved you so.
Your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. Or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things.
got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. Knowing you don't try to buy my freedom with some promise made of gold, that for you my door stays open and our love becomes a simple two-way street. And it's knowing we're not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on some column now that binds us, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I'm drifting through the marketplace and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother 'cause she turned and you were gone. I still might walk for hours, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see you moving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Shutters creak in autumn winds that make me draw inside myself in silence. Cross-legged now I sit and watch the endless chase of leaves across my yard, and laying down my hairbrush I lean back within my window seat and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Blue and so downhearted, that that lonesome old river's my home. It's stormy weather, the sun won't shine. If you don't love me, stay out of my mind. Lord, I'm blue and so downhearted. That lonesome old river's my home. It makes no difference where I may roam. I'll always love you, honey, come back home. Lord, I'm blue and so downhearted. That lonesome old river's my home. Going down to the river, honey, don't you weep. Gonna drown my troubles where it's cold and deep. Lord, I'm blue and so downhearted. That lonesome old river's my home.